This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Saturday, February 14th at 7 p.m., the Minocqua Police Department responded to a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of South Highway 70 and Coolish Road. It was reported that a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near this intersection. Upon arrival, officers located a male subject with injuries. It was discovered that the injured subject pulled his vehicle to the side of the road to retrieve some items from the roadway. When he was out of his vehicle, he was struck by another vehicle, causing his injuries. The driver of the other vehicle remained on scene and is cooperating with the investigation. The injured subject was transported to Howard Young Medical Center and was transported by medical helicopter for further treatment. South 70 was closed for approximately 30 minutes as a result of this crash, and the injured subject is a 67-year-old male party from Minocqua. The Minocqua Police Department was assisted by the Woodruff Police Department, Minocqua Fire Department, Oneida County Ambulance Service, and Wisconsin State Patrol. Wednesday, February 25th, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30, there's a Bring Your Own Book Club over at the Phillips Public Library. Have you read something that you're excited to tell others about? Or maybe you enjoy hearing others review the books that they've read? Perhaps you're just looking for ideas on what to read. Well, you can join this book club that doesn't require you to read certain titles. You can read anything you want. If you aren't currently reading a specific title, you can share a favorite book you've read, or just listen and get ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, February 25th, from 12:30 to 1:30, over at the Phillips Public Library. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a pair of bills aimed at expanding protections and financial opportunities for renters in Wisconsin. Here's James Kelly with more.
The proposed bills were introduced by State Representative Lee Snodgrass and State Senator Dora Drake. They say they're hoping to increase fairness in the housing market for renting families and share some of the benefits of homeownership with them. One of the proposed bills would require most residential landlords to offer tenants the option to have their positive rental payment history shared with consumer reporting agencies each year to build credit. Participation would be voluntary with capped fees, and smaller landlords with tenants who receive government assistance could be exempt. The other would prohibit landlords from requiring prospective tenants to share their credit reports in favor of alternative methods to ensure they can pay rent, like proof of income or rental history.
With warmer temperatures, it's important to be careful if you're out on the ice. Remember, don't go alone and bring a phone with you or some method of reliable contact. And make sure someone knows where you are and when you're expected to return. Remember, giving somebody even a general location could be the difference between a tragedy and a successful rescue if something does go wrong. You can find more ice safety tips at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, February 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., it's tea with the Friends of the Phillips Public Library. You're invited to warm your winter evening with a cup of tea at the library, where members of the Friends of the Library group will be in the community room with tea and treats. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, February 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., over at the Phillips Public Library. Governor Tony Evers has given his final State of the State address. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his eighth and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of child care, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued,
after 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Eber says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn, 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine early on today, then mostly cloudy with scattered rain developing this afternoon. Our high today right around 55. Tonight, scattered rain early with mostly cloudy through the rest of the night. 29 our low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.